Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninganem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman begins three-day visit to Nagaland. First conference of Northeast Anti-Narcotics Task Forces begins in Nagaland. Narcotics Control Bureau DG Anurag Garg calls for strong inter-agency coordination to combat drug crisis in the Northeast. And Nagaland joins United Nations Disaster Risk Reduction Initiative. Now the news in detail. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman arrived in Nagaland today on a three-day visit to the state. On her arrival at Dimapur Airport, she was received by Chief Minister Nipu Rio, Deputy Chief Minister Tia Ziliang, and other leaders. More from our correspondent.
On arrival at the aspirational district of Kipuri, the union minister was accorded a warm welcome and a guard of honor. She visited the district hospital in Kipuri and handed over advanced medical equipment worth 64.81 lakh rupees contributed by the State Bank of India under its CSR initiatives. Accompanied by Minister Temchan Imna Along and other leaders, Ms. Sitharaman also flagged off bike ambulances, strengthening last-mile medical access in the region. The finance minister also interacted with nurses and hospital staff, appreciating their service and dedication. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
During the visit, the union minister acknowledged the resource limitations faced by Nagaland and emphasized her commitment to securing substantial CSR contributions for Nagaland, highlighting the importance of modern diagnostic tools in addressing today's medical challenges and ensuring precision in diagnosis and treatment. The union minister expressed her gratitude to the State Bank of India for their meaningful contribution. Tomorrow, Ms. Sitharaman will inaugurate the Government Industrial Training Institute and other projects in Kifre and later launch Samart. Students advancing mindsets in AI, robotics technology and digital hardware at Nelit in Kohima. The first regional conference of heads of anti-narcotics task force of the 8 northeastern states, including West Bengal, commenced at the Nagaland Police Complex, Chumukedima, today. The two-day conference is being hosted by Nagaland Police in coordination with the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, under the National Nasha Mukt Bharat Mission, focusing on supply reduction, enforcement, rehabilitation and de-addiction. In his address, Director General of Police, Nagaland, Rupin Sharma, highlighted the Northeast as a critical front in India's battle against drugs and outlined the unique challenges faced by the states.
1643 kilometers border with Myanmar, combined with challenging terrains and governance turmoil in Myanmar, makes the northeast states, including Nagaland, extremely vulnerable. Drug trafficking and use are no longer merely a law and order issue. They are a direct threat to India's internal security and the future of our youth. The Indo-Myanmar border is largely unfenced, enabling unchecked foot tracks and vehicle crossings for the drug mules. Proximity to the Golden Triangle and the restricted movement regime allow free visa crossings, which are exploited by traffickers, blending with their ethnic kin on both sides.
Mr. Sharma revealed that Nagaland has an estimated 1.2 lakh users of opiates like heroin, locally known as Chan flower. He said while the region faces an estimated drug demand over 1 lakh kilograms annually, law enforcement seizes only about 5,000 kilograms per year. To tackle the crisis, the DGP proposed a strategy based on the three pillars of coordination, enforcement and accountability across states and agencies. He also called for policy-level reforms, including amendments to the NDPS Act 1985 and the creation of a dedicated Northeast anti-drug trafficking agency that would serve as a regional nodal body to collect and disseminate real-time intelligence. Mr. Sharma further suggested strengthening forensic infrastructure and creating a national drug tip-off reward system to improve enforcement efforts. Director General Narcotics Control Bureau Anurag Garg has underscored the importance of strong coordination among central and state enforcement intelligence and security agencies to combat the growing drug crisis. Addressing the Northeast Anti-Narcotics Task Forces, ANTF, in Chumukedima today, he emphasized the pivotal role of ANTFS as the first line of defense against drug trafficking and abuse in the states. Mr. Garg pointed to the strategic location of the Northeast as a major gateway for narcotics entering into India from Myanmar and stressed that the region requires focused attention and resources to tackle the inflow of drugs. He warned that drug trafficking fuels organized crime and has severe public health and safety consequences. The conference is being attended by officials from the Narcotics Control Bureau, Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment and police departments from all the 8 northeastern states and West Bengal. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Department of Higher Education has confirmed that full and final payment of post-matric scholarship for Scheduled Tribe students has been made to all beneficiaries for the academic year 2024-25. In a statement today, the department said out of the total of 41,793 beneficiaries, it had disbursed a one-time full scholarship payment in June to 22,412 beneficiaries in the first phase, amounting to 3,071.49 lakh rupees. Following further sanction from the Ministry of Tribal Affairs last month and state's share, the department disbursed the second phase final payment on 11th November to the remaining 19,381 beneficiaries. The department has urged any second phase beneficiaries who have not yet received their scholarships to ensure that their Aadhaar is linked to their bank accounts to facilitate direct benefit transfer payments. A complete list of beneficiaries is available on the directorate's website at highereducation.nagaland.gov.in. In a significant step to strengthen urban resilience, Nagaland has joined the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction Flagship Program, Making Cities Resilient 2030, a global partnership aimed at reducing disaster risk and building safer cities. With this, Nagaland becomes part of a global network of over 1,300 cities worldwide working to advance disaster risk reduction. A report.
According to the statement by Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, Home Department, this marks a major milestone in the state's commitment to safeguarding its cities and communities from climate-induced and geophysical hazards such as landslides, flash floods and earthquakes. The initiative will support Nagaland in enhancing early warning system, improving risk-sensitive urban planning, strengthening urban local bodies and developing climate-resilient infrastructure. It also opens access to global expertise and climate finance opportunities. The program will enable key urban centers to improve drainage, landslide mitigation, solid waste, emergency response, and green infrastructure. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, B. Henok Buchum, has issued an order prohibiting the encroachment of public spaces, including footpaths, across the district with immediate effect. The order noted that street vendors, hawkers and unauthorized structures have been obstructing pedestrian and vehicular movement, posing risk to road safety and potentially leading to accidents or stampedes. The district administration has warned of strict action against violators. In celebration of Children's Day tomorrow, the 14th of November, Akashvani Kohima is broadcasting a special live program featuring performances by school children. The program is scheduled from 8:40 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. on FM Tragopan and will include a variety of music and recitation items showcasing the talent of young performers. The government has refuted a message being circulated on social media which claimed that the centre has withdrawn post-retirement benefits like DA hikes and pay commission revisions for retired employees under the Finance Act 2025. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau informed that the claim is fake. It further added that no such changes have been announced by the government for the retired employees. The government has urged people not to fall for such news and to verify information before trusting and sharing. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman begins 3-day visit to Nagaland. First conference of Northeast Anti-Narcotics Task Force begins in Nagaland. Narcotics Control Bureau DG Anurag Garg calls for strong inter-agency coordination to combat drug crisis in the Northeast. And Nagaland joins United Nations Disaster Risk Reduction Initiative. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.